for several reasons we won't mention.
Is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, now, another hour of beautiful music and friendly talk on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org.
Time. Fly Me to the Moon on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. We started this hour off with Mitch Miller and the Gang and White Christmas. Good afternoon or good morning or whatever time it is when you're listening. And now it is time to take a road trip. And today we are visiting the great state of Iowa, beginning in Ames, Iowa, where you have the world's largest concrete garden gnome. Standing over 15 feet tall, this enormous concrete gnome towers over visitors at Ryman Gardens with a smile that says, "Yes, I'm just judging your lawn care." The gnome began as a quirky art installation, but quickly became a selfie magnet for everyone passing through central Iowa. Kids love climbing the oversized shoes, and adults enjoy the surreal moment of being dwarfed by a garden decoration. It's whimsical, weird, and exactly the kind of attraction that makes a road trip memorable. Meanwhile, in Britt, Iowa, you can go to the Hobo Museum. Nestled in the town that hosts the National Hobo Convention, this museum celebrates the culture, art, and code of America's historic traveling workers. Exhibits range from hobo-crafted tools to the symbolic signs they use to communicate from town to town. Visitors are often surprised at how rich and meaningful the tradition really is. So whether you're fascinated by Americana or just curious, this is a heartfelt stop with a lot of character. In Riverside, Iowa, it's the future birthplace of Captain James T. Kirk. Riverside proudly claims itself as the future birthplace of Star Trek's famous captain, and they've gone all in on the fun. A moment marks the exact fictional spot where baby James T. Kirk will one day appear, along with the nods to the USS Enterprise around town. Fans show up for photo ops, themed festivals, and to honor the boldest claim any small town has ever made about a baby who hasn't been born yet. Resistance to roadside charm is futile, of course. In Gladbrook, Iowa, this is where artist Patrick Cannon has created an astonishing collection of hyper-detailed sculptures and architectural replicas using millions of wooden matchsticks. What is it, you ask? Well, it's the Matchstick Marvels Museum. From ships to castles to famous buildings, the craftsmanship is so intricate, you'll wonder whether the matchsticks negotiated their own union. Visitors often find themselves staring for long stretches trying to understand how human hands could have done this. It's part folk art and part engineering miracle. Yeah. In Eldon, Iowa, it's the American Gothic House. The little white house with the iconic pointed window that stands quietly in rural Iowa, but it has hosted countless reenactments of Grant Wood's famous painting. Visitors can borrow props and costumes and recreate the painting themselves, pitchforks included, spousal grumbling optional, and the house itself is tiny, but the photo opportunity is enormous. And the attached visitor center adds great background on Wood and his muse. It's a classic Iowa charm with a wink. And finally, in Villisca, Iowa, it's the Villisca Axe Murder House. Oh, yeah, this is uplifting. If you like a chill on your road trip, the infamous Axe Murder House offers daytime tours, even overnight stays, if you're feeling brave or have made questionable life choices. The home remains exactly as it was found in 1912, and many visitors report eerie sounds, cold spots, and the occasional, "Nope, I'm done here." Yeah. The guy, lost that there, but anyhow, that's the story of Iowa, and those are some of the things that you can see when you tour that state, if you ever do. And I've only been in one corner of it, but it was a very pretty corner nonetheless. Here's Waldo de los Rios and the First Noel on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
wishing you warm greetings for the holiday season. This is Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Thank you.
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Town, Christmas bells are ringing, caroling, caroling up and down, Christmas bells are ringing. Mark ye well the song we sing, gladsome tidings now we bring. Ding dong, ding dong, Christmas bells are ringing.
Relaxing and Easy with Nat King Cole and Caroling Caroling. Before that, we had Frank Purcell on Day by Day, Spencer Brewer with Carol of the Bells, the 101 Strings with Tapestry, and Walter de los Rios started that set with The First Noel. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT in Pittsburgh. And here we have Bert Kempfert.
In our 10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh.
Bill Badgley on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with If You Leave Me Now. Bert Kempfert did Holiday for Bells. Mannheim Steamroller in there with Coventry Carol. And Bert Kempfert before that again, actually, with Let Me Be There. You run into that when you play Christmas music with your regular music. You don't pay attention to the artists. But that's okay. It's a good time of year anyway. I'm Eric O'Brien in Dateline, Altadena, California. A California homeowner, obviously, he's in Altadena, discovered the something in his crawl space wasn't plumbing or raccoons. No, it was a full-grown black bear. The Altadena man called his wildlife officials after hearing heavy movement beneath his house and spotting the bear on security cameras. Rescuers said the animal appeared to have moved in for several days, treating the crawlspace like a personal den. Well, neighbors were surprised but not entirely shocked given frequent bear sightings in the foothill community. Wildlife officers used noise and non-lethal deterrents to encourage the bear to leave on its own. They later confirmed it wandered back into a nearby open space, hopefully in search of a less occupied basement. Ashland, Virginia, a liquor store had a mystery vandal who turned out to be one very drunk raccoon passed out in the bathroom. Employees arrived to find bottles, sticky floors, and a small trail of paw prints leading toward the back. When they followed the evidence, they discovered the raccoon sprawled out on the restroom floor, apparently sleeping off an unplanned tasting session. Animal control officers said the animal likely got inside through an unsecured vent or roof access. The raccoon was taken into custody, monitored until it sobered up, and then released back into the wild. Store staff joked that it was the only customer they had ever cut off before ringing up a sale. Yeah. Finally, in Oklahoma City, a dog with a 7-inch tongue was certified by Guinness World Records as having the world's longest canine tongue. The mixed breed pet's lolling pink appendage extends several inches beyond her snout, making everyday activities like drinking water a bit of a splash zone. Her owners said they first suspected she might be record-worthy when strangers routinely stopped to stare and take photos of the dog at the dog park. At the dog park. Yes, Guinness officials measured the tongue from tip to base while the dog was comfortably at rest. The pup reportedly handled the attention with tail wags and slobbery kisses for the adjudicators. Her family says she's unaware of her fame. She just thinks everyone is really excited about Fetch. Well, there, I would be excited about Fetch, too, if I had a tongue like that. Never mind, here's John Schneider. It's Christmas on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Parking lots are filled with people buying trees that look like steeples, soon to glow from every home you see. Tinsel falls from little hands. Reindeer meet a new snowman. And anyone can understand. It's Christmas. Shopping worries, colored lights and snowflake flurries help us to remember passing years. Now it's time for friendship's joy. Drink the cheer and wrap the toy. It's time to be just girls and boys.
at Christmas. It's Christmas. Daddies and mommies, buying kids in their jammies, hiding in the hall. Santa's gonna call. Next door neighbors seem like brothers. Married couples kiss like lovers. Little children shared their world of dreams, all because of one man's birth. The world needs time to see its worth. The wish for joy and peace on earth is Christmas. It's Christmas. It's Christmas. Thank you.
holidays are upon us. Celebrate with us here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Christmas bells are ringing, the holly's at the window pane. I hear the children sing, it's Christmas again. The fireplace is glowing, the stockings on the Christmas tree. Then suddenly it's snowing. Christmas to me. Chimes ring in the steeple. Music fills the air. Crowds of smiling people greet you everywhere. When I awake at 7, I see you and the angels sing. You are my gift of heaven when Christmas bells ring. The Christmas bells are ringing. The holly's at the window pane. I hear the children sing. It's Christmas again. The fireplace is glowing. The stockings on the Christmas tree. Then suddenly it's snowing. That's Christmas to me. Chimes ring in the steeple. Music fills the air. Crowds of smiling people. When I awake at 7, I see you and the angels sing. You are my gift of heaven when Christmas bells ring.
Relaxing and Easy. That was Alan Tu and Love is in the Air. Before that, Patti Page with Christmas Bells, Christmas Strings with Frosty the Snowman. Frank Chaxfield had Dancing Queen, and John Schrider had It's Christmas here on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy, where we will go all Christmas from this point forward for the next 2 weeks, and we will have two wonderful shows. Neither one of them air on Christmas, unfortunately, but they will air during the Christmas season, closer to the 12 days, and then during the 12 days, of course. So we will regale you with plenty of Christmas music, starting with Richard Clayderman and Santa Claus is Coming to Town. We've reached the end of another edition of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and the cover-up of multitude of sins. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh, and is a production of KBRTV.com. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint, and right back here on SRE. This has been program number Y10-30.
Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year. Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.lymediseaseassociation.org.
Considering an online pharmacy? Explore BeSafeRx to find useful information and resources.